name is Jessica Drysdale, and I'm a research associate at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Thanks for your interest in our Radioactive Ocean, a citizen science sampling program that continues to monitor the North American West Coast for contaminants originating from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. On March 11, 2011, one of the largest earthquakes ever recorded occurred off the coast of Japan and caused a massive tsunami that was estimated to be 40 meters tall. This caused immense damage to the Japanese shoreline and the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear reactor, causing control systems and backup power to fail. The reactor overheated, exploding radioactivity, and resulted in the largest ever accidental release of radiation into the ocean. One of the most abundant radioactive materials to be released was cesium-134 and 137. These radioactive isotopes already existed in the ocean at low levels due to nuclear weapons testing and the Chernobyl reactor accident in 1986, but now a new source had been created. Seawater near the Fukushima Daiichi reactor reached levels 50 million times higher than pre-accident levels. After further testing, scientists modeled the movement of contaminants in the Pacific and predicted that radiation levels on the North American West Coast would increase but remain below levels to cause any adverse health effects. Despite this, there was no monitoring occurring on the North American West Coast at this time, and so the citizen science program, Our Radioactive Ocean, was created. The program is open to anyone who wants to participate, from individuals to organizations or class groups. Participation can include either taking a sample yourself or helping to fund a group that is already raising money to sample. To see what sites have already been proposed, you can visit ourradioactiveocean.org. To sample for yourself, you would first contact us and we would set you up a fundraising website. Sample costs range from $550 to $650 US dollars depending on location. Once funds are raised, we send you a tote containing everything you need to fill a 20-liter container with seawater. You then send it back to us. We process it through a special column that cesium sticks to, and we can then evaluate how much cesium is present using a gamma detector. More information about this process is available at ourradioactiveocean.org. Since the sample program began, we have obtained over 250 samples from citizen scientists and additional samples by researchers on vessels in the Pacific Ocean. Over 350 individuals of all ages, as well as organizations, have contributed to the cause. Through our sampling, we were able to first detect signs of contamination from Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in February 2015 on the west coast of Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. Radioactive contaminants have since traveled with ocean currents both north and south, and we now see evidence as far north as Gambell, Alaska, and south in Hawaii and Southern California. Even though it has now been 10 years since this accident, our work is not yet complete. A few sites, such as San Luis Obispo in California, have been taking regular samples, and their results indicate that we are still seeing cesium-137 from the Fukushima Daiichi plant arriving on our shores. Continued monitoring is important to identify when pre-accident levels are reached and recognize continued releases should they occur. Thank you for listening, and please contact us with any questions or if you would like to participate.